And joining us is the director for the Iasco County Commission on Aging, Dale Evilsizer. How are you today, Dale?
Doing great. How are you doing today,
Kevin? Doing well. Glad to have you on the program. Now, Dale, how long have you been a part of the Commission on Aging?
Well, over 10 years now, and I took the director's position on February 28th of this year.
Oh, very good. Well, congratulations on that. That's probably a handful for you.
Yes. We stay busy.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. Well, that's what we want to talk about, keeping you guys busy. And we want to talk a little bit about just what you guys do. I know we're always talking Iasco County Commission on Aging, but there's a lot of people who really don't know what the Commission on Aging is all about. So we figured we'd shed some light on that today for you.
Well, we have a number of different services. Usually when people think about the Commission on Aging, they think about the senior centers, but we also have our home delivered meal program, and we have in-home services, personal care, which is assistance with bathing, homemaking, which is a housekeeping assistance, chore service, things like that. And we also have respite care, which allows a caretaker to get out of the house for a couple hours or take a nap or do whatever they want to do just to get away from their caretaking situation. Gives them a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, so you do offer a lot more than just meals and games at the community centers.
Yes, yeah. We have quite a few services.
There you go. Now, with all those services, you're always looking for volunteers to help out with those, right?
Yes, we do need volunteers. We need volunteers to help us with home delivered meal delivery. You just have to have a car. You can pass a background check, just like all the other volunteers and employees. There is a mileage reimbursement, but that position does not pay. And we're looking for employees, too. We're looking for in-home providers that would go into homes and provide the homemaking and personal care and respite services.
Oh, very good. All right. Now, is there a certain amount of hours, or can people kind of, customize their hours to their needs?
Well, it varies a lot because it depends on how many clients we have at that particular time. Right now, we're building a little bit of a waiting list, though, so we would like to meet those needs that we have right now and get people in to see those clients.
All right. Now, how do they go about doing that? If they want to volunteer time, how do they go about getting the process started?
Well, the best way would be to call the central office here, and the phone number is 728-6484, and we could get them heading in the right direction. If they would like to be an employee, they could just step by the central office here and get an application or send us a resume or call us, and we'll give them further information.
Very good. And, of course, a year-round need for this. People tend to think of volunteering and they think of summertime kind of things, but this is something that you need help with all year long.
That's right. It's a year-round opportunity, and there's always people that are homebound that need our meals and our services.
Very good. Well, if you'd like to volunteer for the Iasco County Commission on Aging for any of the services we've mentioned here. Now, Dale, is that all this information available on a website, too? Do you guys have a website available?
We do have a website, but we haven't got that information up yet. We will be working on that.
Very good. Well, we got the information out for you now. He's the director of the Iasco County Commission on Aging, Dale Evilsizer. And Dale, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thank you, Kevin.